Welcome back to Footsteps in the Attic, the podcast dedicated to all things strange and paranormal. It is hard to believe that Halloween season is looming, and I am so excited. We have a lot of special guests I have lined up for September, and I want to announce in advance that October will be dedicated to nothing but spooky and creepy stories. So October is nothing but Halloween-themed episodes that will hopefully send a chill down your spine. But I have to just jump right into it tonight. I was able to take a little bit of a road trip this past week, and I got to check a huge bucket list item off my list, and anybody that's into the paranormal will also be very excited to visit this place, to experience this place. And for anybody listening to this show, I am sure you've already heard about what I'm going to talk about tonight. It's actually a topic that I've covered a couple times in this show, and I've done, you know, pretty detailed episodes on this phenomenon. It is none other than the Mothman of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And yes, I was finally able to travel to Point Pleasant and experience all the spookiness and eeriness for myself. And I did, in fact, have a very chilling experience in Point Pleasant, which I will dive into in just a couple minutes. But I want to send a special shout out to my friends at the toy department in Fairfield, Ohio. And I was able to make a little bit of a pit stop on this road trip and actually meet Kenny from the toy department, who I had on this very show. And it was great. He's actually going to come back. I'm talking to him right now, actually, and we are trying to get a date set up for him to come back to the show. So please send all your toy related questions to footstepsatticpodcast@gmail.com. And I would also like to send a very special thank you and a shout out to my buddy Bobby, who graciously took me on this trip. I am not the best, let's just say, interstate driver in the world. I do not like freeways. And Bobby was like, hell, let's do this thing. And he graciously took me on this adventure. So thank you to my buddy Bobby for making this happen. So Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Well, I should back up a little bit. I got to first go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which I actually enjoyed immensely. And then, traveled to Ohio, even as far up as Detroit, Michigan, and to the Canadian border, this bridge right above Michigan. So that was really cool to experience. But the highlight, of course, for me was visiting Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And I don't even know where to start. Point Pleasant, as you know, is where the Mothman phenomenon was occurring in the 60s. And even today, even now, there are reports of strange activity happening in the town of Point Pleasant. What was the Mothman? Nobody exactly knows. The Mothman was seen and actually terrorized some people in the town in the 60s, and actually other areas as well. There were reports, detailed reports, that were so scary that people who experienced this thing didn't even really want to talk about it on camera. They were very traumatized by their experience dealing with this creature, the Mothman. In the 60s, there was also the Silver Bridge collapsed. It was the largest bridge disaster recorded in American history. And guess what was seen on that bridge before it collapsed on Christmas Eve night in the 60s? There is actually a photograph of this Mothman on top of the bridge. And that is quite unsettling. And I invite all of you to go check that photograph out for yourself if you'd like to see it. It is definitely online, not hard to find. What I didn't know, and I may have reported incorrectly in the past on this show, is that that particular bridge was never rebuilt and, in fact, no longer exists in the town of Point Pleasant. What I did discover was that there is a mural and a wall built where the original bridge used to be, and they have a nice plaque in honor of those who perished on that night. But the town does have a new silver bridge, which they recreated in the image of the former bridge, and it is on a little further down in the town of Point Pleasant. And then there's another bridge, which is very close, almost next to the area where the original bridge fell down. But it was very interesting. I'm trying to collect my thoughts because there were so many little things that happened. But I guess I should start at the beginning. And that is, my buddy and I actually encountered the Mothman statue. And the Mothman statue is really impressive. It's this solid steel statue which stands right in the heart of the town. And there is actually a Mothman cam which fixates on that statue 24 hours a day. So anybody in the town and anybody around the world can actually just click on this site and see for themselves if anything strange occurs around the Mothman statue. It's clearly a hot tourist attraction, and I was actually very glad to have full access to it without anyone around. Although there was a strange man that kind of pointed at me and my buddy and mumbled something under his breath and then walked off. So that was a little bit of a creepy introduction to the town. That was all really we had time for on day one, was just to get a vibe of the town and take some photographs. And then we were set to return the following day to do the more, touristy stuff, which like the Mothman Museum and the Low Hotel, which is directly across from the Mothman Museum. And it is beautiful and extremely haunted. And I was actually able to talk my way to going upstairs in the Low Hotel and take some photographs. But that's another story, which hopefully I will remember to come back to. If I don't, people who are listening say, hey, Brian, you never finished your Low Hotel story. But something actually on the first night did happen, which is extremely creepy. Of course, it was, getting toward evening time. And I'd say we had about 3 hours before it was going to be dark. And we go to the pier area, and we started talking to some locals. One local in particular, his name was George Hunt, great guy. He filled us in. He lived in the town of Point Pleasant for 51 years, and he had a lot to say. And then a couple of his friends joined him eventually. And I have to tell you, the people of Virginia are just salt of the earth. I was really impressed by how friendly the people of West Virginia are. And I think in some cases they get a bad rap because they were actually very warm, very friendly, very willing to talk about the history of their town. And I learned a few things, a few eerie details about what occurs in Point Pleasant. What I didn't realize was that there are strange phenomena that occurs in the Ohio River in the town of Point Pleasant. These fishermen, and I should say, there were three in particular, but there was this couple. There was a woman, and I don't know if it was her brother or possibly her, fiance, I'm not sure, but they were telling me about some weird things that happened in the town. And one of them really stuck out. They said that there are still cars underneath, around where that area of the bridge collapse occurred, and that they have never fished them out. They've never tried to bring the cars to the surface, because at the center, the river is extremely deep. And this story really got me. Apparently, around that time, a police diver, which I'm sure there was a team of them, but one diver in particular went down to look for a wreckage, and he thought he was standing on a giant log, like a really big log, but it moved. The entire thing that he was standing on was in fact some living creature, and it scared this diver so badly to the point where he swam up, got on his feet onto the, you know, land, and he said, "I am never going back down in that river again." So it makes you wonder, what did this guy encounter down there? And what makes it even creepier is you can't really see. That water is dirty, it's muddy. So imagine being there, being down there, and you think you're standing on something solid and the whole damn thing moves. And those two individuals told me that strange things are seen in that river. And in fact, one of them said, "You couldn't pay me enough money to dive into that water." And these are people who have lived there their whole lives. He, in fact, the gentleman, I wish I had his name, young man, had said, one day while he was fishing, this guy just came up to him and said, "The Mothman will return," and jumped right into the river, and he never came up. And he told me he went and told the police, and they didn't really, you know, they weren't sure if they believed him or not. And sure enough, they found this guy's body 3 miles down the river. And to this day, they have no idea why that guy said that and what his motivation was to just jump into the river. So we get to talking to the other gentleman there. His name was George, like I said at the top, and he was a lifer in the town of Point Pleasant. And I was mentioning that I was very fascinated to go to the TNT bunkers where this thing, the Mothman, was repeatedly seen in the 1960s. And to my surprise, George said to my buddy Bobby and I, "Well, if you guys want to go up there, I'll take you up there right now." And we were both like, "What? Like, you're going to put your fishing pole down and hop in your truck and take us out to this site?" Which is, by the way, outside of the town, just slightly into these, deep into the woods. So you can understand we had a little bit of trepidation because we didn't really know this guy, but something in my gut, I think, told me this guy's okay. And, you know, Bobby followed us in his car, but this guy, I just got in his truck with him, and he took me deep into the woods. And, you know, we're going up this dirt road, and very spooky, very creepy. You cannot see these bunkers. They're not out in plain sight. You really have to look for them. So this guy knew where to go, and we eventually got to this point. I can't tell you exactly where it was because I don't know, but I know it was on this long dirt road outside of town and then into these woods, and he just knew where to stop his truck. He goes, "Here, like right up there is where you're going to see one of the bunkers." Now, I say one of them because there are 55 of these bunkers spread out in the town of Point Pleasant, and some of them are still used by the military. These were military bunkers. They were also called the TNT bunkers. And like I stated before, this is the area where this creature was known to have been spotted numerous times. Now, I don't know if that's the result of something the military was doing, or if this creature just found some comfort in these large domes that were out in the middle of the woods. I can tell you they're unsettling. It was just getting around dusk now, so, you know, the sun was just about starting to descend, so it was getting that evening vibe. And George tells us By the way, you're going to have to be careful of snakes, which to me was worse than anything paranormal I could encounter, because I do not like snakes. Think of Indiana Jones when he falls down in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's me. So we literally have to hop over this metal, I don't know what you want to call it, sort of like a barricade, and go into these, on this trail, which was not well, you know, groomed. It clearly had been ignored for a while, and we're just kind of stepping, letting George lead the way, but at any point, a snake could be right next to us or behind us, in front of us. We don't know. We were prepared. Bobby had a couple of weapons, so that was nice. Thank you, Bobby, for remembering those. George himself had a giant buck knife. You could tell he was used to, you know, traveling around this part of town. So eventually we walked a little ways down this trail, and we finally get to this grassy dome, which is really just, I mean, it's cool, but there's something about it that just makes you stop in your tracks, and it just, it's a little, I don't know, there's something about it that's a little unsettling. And I think what it was based on the comment that George had said to us next, which was, oh, you have to be careful around here because we get a lot of devil worshipers and they like to do rituals around the domes and inside the domes. And that, to me, struck a chord. And I had to do it because this was a bucket list for me. So I was very determined. No, I'm going to go inside these domes because I have to experience this for myself. Because there are people who have been inside these domes and have had weird phenomenon not only occur to them in the dome, but when they got home. So Bobby and George stayed just outside, and I ventured into the dome itself. And I had a little bit of light from my cell phone. I did bring a flashlight, but unfortunately I left it in the car. So I had a flashlight app on my phone, and I was definitely able to see spray painted markings all over this dome. A couple of which caught my eye as being potential marks of ritual, and not friendly ritual. This is dark ritual. And I saw somebody spray painted like these two red eyes on the back wall of this dome, and it was pretty creepy. The echo was not just a standard echo. It's like if you said something in this dome, it went to the side, it went around you, it went above you. You just heard echoes like you've never heard echoes before inside this dome. It was pitch black, of course, except for the light, so I could make out a few things. But I don't know how to describe. There was a temperature change. It was chilly in there. And it was not a chilly day, but it was chilly inside that dome. And what really was, I think, the most unnerving part, and all of you who know me know I am not afraid to venture into some creepy environment and go ghost hunting. I usually get an adrenaline rush out of that. But this made me feel extremely uneasy. I heard a woman's laugh, and it wasn't like a friendly laugh. It was a laugh like a taunting laugh. And it was within the, it was layered between other echoes that were going on. But I knew the laugh was not me, nor was it George or Bobby. This was a female laugh layered between the other echoes that were going on. And I got a very uneasy feeling. I suddenly didn't want to hang out in there too long. And again, I don't really have that feeling very often. And I kind of took a few photos. I recorded a little bit. And then I decided to call it, you know, a wrap for that particular experience. Bobby, once I got outside the dome, was like, hey, is your curiosity satisfied? Because I think it is time to go. And he was right. So George and Bobby and I made our way back to, you know, the truck and the dirt road. And I had said to Bobby, once we got back in his car, I said, you know, it's funny. I heard a woman's laughter. And I don't know if you heard it or not, but I definitely did. And Bobby said, you know, I didn't hear a woman's laughter, but he said, I heard really weird sounds coming out of that dome. So if you are ever to go to the TNT area of West Virginia, I would honestly say bring some spiritual armor with you. Of course, I had my medals on that I wear of the saints, but don't go there by yourself. Some of the townspeople said that they go there at night by themselves. And for many reasons, you don't want to do this. And if you encounter a satanic group, something really bad is going to happen to you. Not maybe, it will. Something bad will happen. So if you do go to that area, make sure you're with friends. And I would say go during the day. Because as somebody who likes this stuff and has no problem investigating a location at night, I would not go to that dome by myself at night. I would need a large team with me. Very intense emotions inside that dome. Of course, I had the opportunity, if I so wanted to go to the other domes. George was willing to take us, but you know what? At that point, my curiosity was satisfied and it was getting dark. And I don't know if I mentioned this already, but we also had a truck go by us with some people kind of laughing. And I just got this vibe that I wasn't sure what those people were doing. So it felt like it was time to go. So that was the first night in Point Pleasant. And of course, fast forward a little bit, as I alluded to earlier, finally got to experience the more touristy stuff the next day. Went into the town. It's not a big town, by the way. It's not a very large town. You can definitely see all of Point Pleasant in an afternoon. That is not a problem. But I got to venture into the Low Hotel, talked my way into going upstairs. It is beautiful on the inside. It may look a little rundown on the outside, but don't be deceived. It is a beautiful hotel on the inside. And the locals tell me they see a woman all the time walking back and forth in that hotel when nobody's in there. And it is very haunted by many spirits. And you can tell. Anybody who's a medium would be definitely picking up that vibe in the Low Hotel. As for the Mothman Museum itself, it was not the largest museum, but man, do they pack some amazing things in a little space. I was totally satisfied and so happy to experience the Mothman Museum. They had tapes of the original eyewitness accounts. They had all the original records, police reports written out. They had just about every single prop from the Mothman Prophecies feature film, including things like Laura Linney's police uniform, which you could totally touch. Nothing was off limits. They had the phone that Richard Gere used to talk to Indrid Cold in the movie, which Indrid Cold was sort of a subplot in the film, but it actually did occur in real life around and beyond Point Pleasant. That particular phenomenon was separate from the Mothman, but in the film, they were joining the two stories together. But they had the windshield in the opening scene that was all smashed up and you could touch that. It was just really cool. They had so many props. And again, like I said, nothing was off limits. And really friendly people. I highly recommend, if you're going to go to Point Pleasant, check out that Mothman Museum. And of course, I may have gone to town in the gift shop and bought a lot of stuff, but we may be having some residents of Point Pleasant back on this show to talk about the phenomenon and what they think it was, because some of those people that I spoke to actually lived through it. They were there in the 60s and experienced this whole phenomenon. One of the coolest things, I cannot leave this episode without mentioning this. One of the things in the Mothman Museum was a painting that was known to be the most accurate description of what this thing actually looked like. And to me, it almost looked like a monkey with like big red eyes and these giant wings. So descriptions vary. Some have it, again, much like a moth, much like some kind of winged giant bird. But this thing, they said, according to all the witnesses that they spoke to, this particular rendering was what they all pointed to and said, yeah, that's what I saw. And I'll be happy to post it. If anybody emails me, I will send you the image if you'd like to see it. Again, just write me at footstepsatticpodcast@gmail.com. I'll be happy to send you the image so you can see it for yourselves. But again, that was my bucket list adventure. I was so happy to finally touch down and explore the town of Point Pleasant. And if you're ever in the area, I highly recommend a trip. But I've been talking for a while now, and I have some great guests lined up in the future, but this was really nice just to be able to sit and talk and tell you about this cryptozoological, paranormal, extraterrestrial phenomenon known as the Mothman. But until next week, this is Brian Hobson for Footsteps in the Attic. We'll see you soon.